Okay, today's daf Samach Zayin. We're in Samach Vav and Beis by the two dots. I know it's about 12 lines on the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chari Khan, Le'ila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer, and Binyamin HaKohen. Okay, we're up to the story of Rav Bar Shava. Rav Bar Shava, by the two dots. So Rav Bar Shava have a masik labor of Kahana Zuzah. He owed Rav Kahana money. So Amalek, they told him, listen, Elo Paranalach, Leon Ploni, if I don't pay back by such and such a date, Gabi Mehai Chamra, you can take my wine. If I don't pay back, I'm going to take my wine. So Sarver of Papa Lameimar, so if Papa thought to himself, Ki Amrinan Asmach the Lo Kanya, when do we say Asmach that doesn't work? These bold statements, that doesn't work. He didn't mean to give him the wine, he just said that. Hani Mili, when is that true? Ba'ara, it's only land. The Lav Lizvune Kaima. Land, not really sold. It's only sold if you have to sell it. Nobody sells land when they sell wine. What, you're a merchant in land. You sell your land if you have no choice. It's very infrequent. So when a guy says, I'm going to sell you all my land, I'll give you my land if I don't pay, that's asmachta. But if the guy says, I'm giving you my wine, that says I'm giving you money. Maybe it's ribis, whatever, but that's not asmachta. Aval chamra kivendul zvune koi. It's ready to be sold. Every day people sell wine. You know what? Kizuzigam, it's like money. And therefore that would not be asmachta. Maybe it's rivers. They don't. They go up. It's not asmachta. Amalei Rav Huna, Reid Rav Yeshua, Lord Papa. No. Hachamri de Mishmei de Rabba. Kol de'i lo kani. If it has the word if, doesn't work. Kol de'i, doesn't work. If it, that doesn't work. Okay? Amar of Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Hashta to Amar Abana. Now that we've said, Asmach de Lokanya, it doesn't work. So, what? Asmachta? We said, but the Daraisa does work. It's a Tachanas de Rabana. That's the most, some hold the Daraisa doesn't work either. Most assume no. Most assume the Rabana, that the Daraisa does work. There would be a valid kinyan, but the Rabana not. So Amar of Nachman, Hashu the Amar Rabbanah Asmachta Lokanya. Now that the Rabbanah have said Asmachta does not work, Hadar Are, Vahadri Peri. If they return the land, if they return the fruits. Why? It doesn't belong to you. Asmachta not Kanya. You got it on an Asmachta? That he's the guy never meant it. The whole thing is, he just was talking. So you have to give it back. You have to give back the land. If I don't pay by such and such date, you keep everything. You don't. You have to give it back. Give back the land. You have to give back the payros. That says the Gemara, Lememra, the Savar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman holds, Mechila Betos, Lahav Mechila, that a Mechila, that's a mistake. Normally, what happened here? The borrower said, I don't pay back by such and such date, you keep my land. Now we're saying, and he didn't really mean that, the lender can't keep the land. The lender has to give it back. Now, wasn't that a mechila betos? In other words, the borrower was mochel. I agree, Mr. Lender, that if I don't pay you back, keep my land. He was mochel. It was a mistake. So, says Rabba, says who? The Gemara says, well, Memra, the suffer of Nachman, the Rav Nachman holds Mechila betos lo havi Mechila, that a mistaken Mechila is not a good Mechila. Why on earth does the lender have to give it back? He should keep it. Why? It's a Mechila betos. The Amar itma, but we learned Hamocha peros dekel lechavero. If somebody sells the fruits of a dekel, they're not here yet. They're going to grow. He sells it to his friend Amar Avuna Anchelabol Olam Yachalachzibo. As long as they didn't sprout, you can retract. Why? There's no sale. Mishabol Olam. Once they come into this world, once they're already in existence, in Yachalachzibo, you can't retract anymore. Why? Now they're here. Rav Nachman Amar Af Mishabol Olam Yachalachzibo. Even if they're in the world, you can still retract. But Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Modina, I agree that e shamit va'achel lamafkirin minei. That if the guy ate the fruits, he doesn't have to pay for them. Why not? Because it's a mechila betos. He thought, what's going on here? They sold something that you're not allowed to sell. Why are you not allowed to sell it? Because lo bal olam, it's not a sale. Right? It's lo bal olam. Says Rav Nachman, even if the fruits are already here, I still hold lo bal olam. I still hold the sale not doesn't have to be a good sale. Oh, but I agree, if he ate them already, Lamaisa doesn't have to pay him back. What do you see? Rav Nachman does hold. He holds Mechila B'Toz is a Mechila. Right? Right? So, the Gemara answers, Hasam Zvini, that's a sale. But, Gesund, by a sale we will say there's a Mechila B'Tos. Haha Halva, here's a loan. If we allow the Mechila B'Tos to exist in a loan, that's Ribbis. In other words, I said to you, if I don't pay you back I owe you $1,000. I gave you my field as collateral. Then I don't pay, keep the field. Can't keep the field, it's Ribbis. Right?
Yeah, the
then it's ribbis. That's what has to go back. I sell you an item that it's not really low bowl of olam, and then you ate it? That's not a problem of ribbis. And therefore, we will apply mechila b'tos. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Amar Rava, says Rava, have you seen the commander of Nachman? I was sitting in front of Nachman. Ubar la suvi ona. I wanted to ask him a kasha from ona. Why? Because Ona, what do we say by Ona? Do we say that it's a Mechila B'Tos? Do we say Ona is a Mechila B'Tos? No, we say it has to go back. Rav Nachman, why do you hold that? Why? It's a sale. A guy ripped someone off. He charged him ridiculous. What's that halacha? It goes back. You have to give it back. You have to give the extra back. He can keep it. Right? Is that Mechila B'Tos? We're talking about the bad Ona, the worst. It has to go back. What do you see? Mechila B'Tos. It's a good Mechila. The Odik, and he looked at me like, Chazit an Islamist. No, you don't talk to me about Ona. Islamist is a proof I'm right. What's an Islamist? Islamist is a woman who can't have children. But you don't know that when you marry her. Find out years later. So the halacha is, the whole marriage is a Mekach Tos. The whole marriage is a mistake. No one knew. The guy would not have married her, I already known that. So the halacha is, it's a Mekach Tos, it's a mistake. Now, during this entire 5 years that they married, he was eating from her peros. He was eating from, she brought peros into the marriage, he's eating it. Does he have to pay her back? Does he have to pay her back? The answer is, he does not have to pay her back. Why? It's a mechila b'tos. It's a mistake. No one knew. Okay? So that's going to be the kashas from Ona. He's going to tell answer back from mechila b'tos. What about Ona? The Mechila B'Tos. It's a mistake with the guy's mochel, right? How much is that soda? It's $18 for that can. $18, wow. Alright, here's $18. The luck is to give that back. You can't keep the $18, right? Didn't the buyer agree to it? He agreed to it. What do you see? There's no such thing as Mechila B'Tos. Right? V'lahavi mechila, that's not a mechila. V'odik, but he answered me back, chazit an islandist. What about islandist? Hare islandist, you have an islandist, the mechila b'tosi. It's a mechila b'tos. V'lahavi mechila, it is a good mechila. Ditnan, we learned this already. This was in Yevamos. Hamima enes. A mima enes is a girl who, a girl under the age of 12 is allowed to be married by her father against her will. Father has the right to marry off to whoever he wants. What if the father's not around? He's not alive, he's died. So, midrabanan, the chachamim gave the power to the mother or her brothers to do the same thing, to marry her to whoever they want. Before she turns the age of 12, she's allowed to say goodbye to him. I don't like you, I'm leaving. And it's as if they were never married. So such a girl is called a mima enes. She refuses to stay. Such a girl, mima enes, sorry. Mima enes, such a girl who refuses to stay married, or a shnia, a marriage that's usher midrabanan. Midaraisi, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Midrabanan, you're not. Okay? Or maybe your wife's grandmother, or whatever, midrabanan marriage, or an islandess, right? All these three women, Ein lehem lo ksuva. When they leave, there's no ksuva. Why is there no ksuva by a mema'enes? Because she's leaving against your will. You don't want her to leave. So Rashi says, she's leaving against your will. You prefer she stay. You give her a get, you throw her out, you have to give her a ksuva. She's leaving on her own free will. A shniya is a knas. We give a knas on her, since the marriage is, it's a derabanan. And we give a knas on her, no ksuva. Why her? Why don't we come to him? Make him give double ksuva. Don't do this next time. Right? So Rashi quotes the Gemara, because Mistama, it was her that got the marriage going. Right? That's how women are. Women are much more industrious to get married, so it's her fault. We blame her. Okay? That's the. And why is there an ayah that's a din of ksuva? The answer is, because we're saying it's a mechila. Right? We're saying it's a mechila. No. That's not why. Why is there no ksuva? Why is there no ksuva by Islandus? Oh, because it was Megachtos. Exactly. It was Megachtos. Lo peiros, no peiros. Why no peiros? Again, by the miyun, because they have to pay because it was Bakarcha. She left on her own free will. He doesn't have to pay that back. By a shni, again, we're konis her. And by an islandess, we assume the reason why he doesn't have to give her back the peiros, he's been eating her fruits for 3 years, there's no marriage anymore, he doesn't have to pay it back. The answer is, because she's mochel. She's mochel. V'lom mezonos, this doesn't mean feeding, it means, of course he has to feed her. It means loans. If she took loans, he might have been obligated to pay back those loans for a wife, not these women. They have to pay back their loans. V'lo blows. The halacha is about the clothing that they bring in and then they leave, it gets worn out. Doesn't have to compensate for any of those things. So what do you see? It's a mechila betos, and it's a good mechila. So Gemara says, Velohi. No, none of this is true. Lo ono habiti yufta. Ono wasn't akasha. Velo islandis misayele. And an islandis is not a raya. Why not? Lo ono tiyufta. Ono is not a tiyufta. The lo yada, because the guy didn't know the issa ona, that there is ona the machal gabe, that he was being mochel. In other words, he didn't know he was being ripped off. He didn't know that a can of soda doesn't cost $20. Had he known that, he never would have agreed to this. Right? When do we say mechila betos? The guy doesn't know the halacha that you're not allowed to sell things that are lo bala olam. He didn't know that. He didn't know that halacha. He paid for an item? Yes, he paid for it. Did he get an item delivered? Yes, he did. What was the problem with that? They're not here yet. Lo bala olam. It's not going to go till next year. He didn't know that. That's the mechila betos. But I didn't know that you're ripping me off? That's not mechila betos. You hear that? I didn't know you're ripping me off? That's not mechila betos. Because I don't know the prices. Right? But, therefore, that's not mechila betos. Velo islands misayayale. Islandus is not a raya. Listen to this. Listen to this. Unbelievable line. Denichala, she's happy. The tapak ala shma de ishus. That she has the name of a wife. In other words, I was married for a few years. I wore a shaita. I was married. There's a certain kind of hana or satisfaction. A certain kind of idea that the woman has. Good. It turned out she's an island. What could we do? No one knew that at the time. She preferred to let him keep the payros. She was a married woman. I was once a married woman. I had a husband. Now, by the way, this is a fancy way of saying that she's mimocho. It's a fancy way of saying it. I'm not sure what the difference is. Right? She's really, bottom line is, she's being mocho. So when we say, that's not mechila betos. What is that? That's payment for the fact that I was able to be a married woman for a few years. Until we realize I'm an ilos. Sure, okay. I think we're saying different words, saying the same thing. It's the same thing. But I hear the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says, no, it's different. It's not a mechila betos. She's mocha, all right. No, I'll let you because you gave me this tova. What's the tova? I was married to you for a while. Right? It's on my resume that I was married. What's worth it for me? Right? Okay. Next. Hai itzasa, there was a certain woman. The Amrullah, Lahu Gavra, she says to this guy, Zil Zabin Li Ara Dibikrivi. Go, please do me a favor. I'm making you a shliach. Buy land from one of my relatives, for me. Buy land from one of my relatives. Azal Zabin La. He goes and buys. Amalei, the relative says to this guy, the shliach, the relative says to the shliach, Ihavali Zuzi Madart Lenihilai. If I come up with the money, can I buy it back? Right, I'm selling it now. You got me. I'm hard for cash. I need cash. But if I get the money, can I buy it back? Amalei. So he says back to her. Listen to this line. At the Navala Achai. You and Navala are relatives. You're brothers. You're relatives. What does that mean? You and Navala are relatives. Says Rashi. Look at the Rashi. It's like five lines where the lines start to get wide. At the Navala Achai. You see it? Atav v'hi cover matem. You and her are relatives. You and her are related. V'tisritzu b'neichem. You decide that among yourselves. I'm just a shliach. Leave me out of it. I'm a shliach. You and her are relatives. You figure it out. V'navala, what's navala? Lashon arami. It's a lashon arami. Bein b'zachar, bein b'nekeva. Whether you're talking to a male or a female. Kisharotza lomer atavahu o atavahi. When you want to say you and him, you and her, navala includes you and him, you and her. It's a universal word. It's a power of word that refers to you and somebody else, whether that someone else is a man or a woman. Kach ve'isi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim. That's what the Ga'onim said. Vani omer shezesh shema. I say her name was Navala. Like her name was Nava, and they call her Navala, like Kamei Navala. I don't know. Her name was Navala. Interesting. So the guy says, you and Navala figure it out. I'm a shliach. I don't know what she wants. I don't know. I'm a shliach. You and Navala figure it out. Right? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, Kol ad v'navala achai Amar. If anybody ever said that, like you and so figure it out. Sam chadaite. Therefore, there, believe it or not, there was smichas das v'lo gomar umachni. There was smichas das v'lo gomar umachni. What does that mean? That the land was purchased except with this t'nai. And therefore, if he does come up with the money, Navala is forced to sell it back to him. You hear that? I never would have said that on my own. I never would have said that. Right? That's what it means. Right? Okay. Next. Ara Ahadre. So he said all along that now what happened? This guy, the relative comes up with the money. He offers Navala the money. Right? So, Ahara Ahadra. The land goes back. The land goes back. Pay Ramai. What about the fruits? Does he have to pay her now for all those fruits he had over the year? Navala's eating these fruits. Yeah, so does he have to pay it back? So the land, he has to give back. She has to give back. They made a deal. We're assuming now, the Gemara says, she was part of that deal. By him saying that was the deal. Now, does she have to give back the fruits? Pay Ramai. Ribis Kitsuta Have, is that Ribis? Vyotsin Bedayonin and has to go back? Or Dilma or maybe Ki Avak Ribis Have, it's just a Vak Ribis. Is that a Ribis Doraisa? No, this wasn't made up beforehand. The Ein Yotsin and doesn't have to go back. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Mistabra, Ki Avak Ribis Have. No, Mistabra, it's a Vak Ribis. Why? No one made up in advance. No one made up. The Ein Yotsin Bedayonin doesn't have to go back. The Chen Amar Rabba Ki Avak Ribis Hu, the Ein Yotsin Bedayonin. What about a mashkin? What about a mashkin? I'm holding the field for you for a certain amount of time. And I'm waiting for you to pay me back the loan. In the meantime, I'm eating the fruits. Now, when you pay me back the loan, those fruits are ribbons. Yeah, I only dialed back $1,000. Now I'm talking to $1,000 plus fruit. That's ribbons. Right? So, when that happens, do I have to give back that fruit? So, Hasam time am I? Why do we say by Navala's case it's not Ribis Doraisa Mishum Delo Katzle? There was no set amount. Ribis Doraisa is the only one that's a set amount. I'm going to give you 100. I want back 150. Otherwise, it's not Ribis Doraisa. So over here, no one said anything about the fruit. Certainly wasn't cuts. Cuts means definitive. It wasn't a definitive number. It's not Ribis Doraisa. Hakanami Lo Katzle. So it's over here. I would lend you the money. You gave me the fields of Mashkin. And I had a taiva, and I started eating the fruit. No one made up any number. Shouldn't be Ribis Doraisa. Or Dilma, maybe no. Hussam Zvini. Yeah, by a sale, we'll say that. By a sale. She bought the land. Now the question is, can he buy it back? So then we'll say, Hacha, but over here, Halva was a loan. We don't say that by loans. By a loan, we're going to say that? Amale, Hussam, Taimamai, Mishum de lo Kotzle, Hachanami lo Kotzle. No. The fact that there's no definitive amount, that wins the day. It's a machlokas, actually. Amar Rav Papi, Avid Ravina Uvda, Ravina, the case happened to Ravina once, the Chashiv, and he calculated, the Atik Peri, and he made the guy pay back the payros. Why? Because he felt it was Rivers Doraita, because it was a loan, the lo Karaba by Rav Huna, not like our Rav Huna. So it was a machlokas about that. Why isn't it? It there certainly is. The question is Rivers Doraita. That's the question. We're gonna have the most wild thing right now. We're gonna have a machlokas Rishonim about something. I can't understand how one side of the Rishonim can say what they're gonna say. It's gonna happen right now. Amar Marbrid of Yosef Shedurava. Okay, it's two types left.
The kid who the gold coin was stolen from.
Yeah.
It wasn't pre-rained corn. It's not Rivers Doraita, so it's not considered Rivers.
We're gonna get to that in a minute. That story is exactly what we're gonna happen on the Rishonim. It was the machlokas Rishonim. Wait 5 minutes. Before we go to the next Gemara, two-minute introduction. There were two types of towns in the world. There was a town where, let's say, I lent you money for 3 years, and you gave me the field as a mashkin, right? And the deal was, that we're going to get to it, I'm allowed to eat the fruits. How we could do such a thing, it's rivets, we'll get to that. But in the meantime, I'm eating the fruits. Now, you prepay. What's wrong with that, right? You prepay. So if you prepay, can you throw me off early? Say, get out of here, I paid you. Give me my land back. Or no. It's really, what we really did was, I really sold you you sold me the field for 3 years, and you can't prepay. You can prepay. I'm staying here, I'm eating the fruit for 3 years. So there were two types of towns. One town, you could throw the guy off, and say, I paid you back the loan, get out of here. And other towns, you could not say that. The guy had to wait. Why? Because it wasn't really a loan. It was really a 3-year sale. So you thought they paid me back early? Too bad. I'm allowed to stay here and enjoy the fruits. Okay? Two types of towns. The question is, if you hold, it's a town where you could throw them off, how could he eat the fruit? Isn't it Rivers? Then we're going to get to that. But we're going to get to all that. We're going to get to all this. It's not easy Gemara. We're going to get to all that. We're running out of time. We're going to get to all that. So, where are we? Amar Ma'a Breid of Yosef, Meshrei Derava. Hai Mashkanta, this Mashkin, the Asra de Mesalki, in a town where they could throw you off if you prepay. Could throw you off if you prepay. Right? Akol Shir Zuzi Mesalkinin Lei. Well, I'm sorry. Achal Shir Zuzi Misalkinin Lei.
How does it work? Let's say you're there for 3 years, and you eat in 3 years the amount of the loan. The borrower's watching you eat his fruits. The minute you eat all the amount of the loan, he says, okay, you're not going to eat my fruit, it's rivets. So what'd you do? You paid yourself back. You paid back your loan eating my fruits. Now get out. You hear?
Aval tvei lo mafkinin mine.
What if he eats more than the loan?
If he eats more than the loan, that's called rivets. It's rivets derabanan. Rivets derabanan, we don't make you give back. So he can keep it. You hear this? He can keep it. Vlo machshavinin mishtara l'shtara. And not only that, let's say I owe you this field. I owe you $1,000 for this field as a mashkin. I also owe you another $1,000. And you keep eating. You eat 2,000. So do we say now that the second 1,000 covers the other loan? No, we don't. Star to star, loan to loan. We don't say that. Why? Because really it's rivets. And rivets we don't take away from you. We can't make you pay the other guy's debt. You see what's going on here? Ubediyasi, but if it's yisomim, then we treat it differently. Yisomim, achal shir zuzi. If they eat the shir of a zuz, masalkin and lei, we do throw them off. But if it's more than that, we do make you give it back. We treat you so differently, because Rashi says, Bezin is acting like the father. The father would never stand for this. It's basically, we treat you so differently.
Umachshavina mishtara l'shtara. And we do apply the amount of fruits to the other loans that the Yitzhakim owe. Okay? Amar Vashi, Hasha damarta achal tfei l'mafkir minei. Wait a minute. Says Ravashi, now that we say that you are allowed to keep extra, because we say it's ribbit darabanan, which says I have to give him back, then achal shir zuzi namilo matalkidin lay. Then even the amount you ate is not going to be applied toward the principal of the loan, it's going to be applied toward ribbis. Below zuz, without any cash. My time or why? Saluki below zuzi, afkiramine. Ha who? Because we don't make you give back the extra ribbis. The have avak ribbis. It's avak ribbis. The avak ribbis, any yards of b'dayonin. Avak ribbis can't be given back. So the machlokas we're showing him is as follows. I owe you $1,000. And for somehow, it's ribbis darabanan. And I have to give you back an extra $200. When I give you the $200, when I prepay $200, or I give you $200, is that applied to the interest or to the principal? This Gemara says it's applied to the interest. Ravashi says it's applied to the interest. In other words, you're forced to pay ribbis. You hear this? You're forced to pay ribbis. The borrower says, I don't understand. He's been eating my fruit for 2 years. He ate the whole value of the loan. Says Ravashi, no, that was ribbis. Ribbis, you can't make him pay it back. It's ribbis darabanan. You have to write him a check now for $2,000. That seems ridiculously unfair. You know what's going on? You following the case?
I'm following the case, but...
I don't understand it.
Wait a second. So the amount is actually being applied to the interest and he still has to pay the loan.
Exactly. Yeah. Why? Because the fruit is ribbis darabanan, and ribbis darabanan does not have to be given back. So I ate the fruit, I don't have to give it back. So a summary show... You hear this?
I hear the case.
Summary showed him say that only applies in this case where there's a mashkin. When there's a mashkin, so the lender has the mashkin. So then we say this rule. Then Rav Ashi said his rule. That anything he eats is considered ribbis, doesn't have to give it back. We'd never say that on a regular loan. We'd never say such a thing. Why should that be? I pay you cash that's applied to the interest, doesn't have to give him back? That's crazy. Guy woke up and said, oh my God, what did I do? I did a ribbis? I'm not doing ribbis. I'm giving him the amount of the loan. I'll give it a piecemeal. I'll give you a check for $500. But that's applied to the ribbis, and then he's throwing me the rest? So most of the Rishonim say, absolutely not.
Oh. But in a contract that way, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
The produce is never pre-arranged.
Right, so that's why I said, if you figure out another case where it's not pre-arranged, you have to figure out a case how that could be where it's not pre-arranged. But I'm still paying interest, it's not pre-arranged. So the halacha is, by non-pre-arranged interest, the lender doesn't have to give it back. Ribbis darabanan, you have to keep. So now the guy wants to pay off the loan, and he pays in piecemeal. So the lender is going to say, oh, I'm applying that toward the ribbis. That's not toward the principal. Therefore, you paid me ribbis, and now pay me the principal.
Pre-arranged means a pre-arranged amount? Or like
pre-arranged amount, yes.
Or could it be LIBOR?
No, a pre-arranged...
Which fluctuates every single day. It's
very complicated. Very complicated. So we just saw a case where that was also pre-arranged. That's considered pre-arranged. It's a machlokas. We just had a machlokas about that. I mean, this is a very difficult case. So, that's...
Isn't that similar to what we... I mean, except for the Paris part, when you pay when you take out a mortgage, you pay the interest first, and then later on, if you go and you pay the back.
Yeah, but in halacha, that's pure interest, pure ribbis.
It's they're not arguing that it's not may not be because.
So the
might be.
The 1 minute.
Yeah, but in the case of the Gemara, the mashkin is pure control of the lender.
Right.
That's the difference, and that's why he has.
That's why the difference was only by the mashkin, right?
Exactly, but if he's allowed to eat it, that's part of the condition.
But it can't be part of the condition because that's ribbis itself.
So in California,
you can never do that. We're gonna get to it. Other Ravashi of the Yisom Ketanim Kigadolim. Ravashi treated Yisom like a dolim. He didn't make any special provisions for Yisom. We'll get to it. But by the way, we'll get to it. Amar Rava Bered of Yosef Bered of Rava. Hi Mashkanta, this mashkin that everyone's so upset about. But Asher de Masalki. In a town where I could throw you off if you prepay, lo nechel, don't eat that fruit. Why not? Because it's ribbis. Good, you're going to benefit monetarily, but in Shemayim, you're not going to. Right? Because it's ribbis. Ela b'denaycha, b'nechaysa. The only way you could do it is with nechaysa. What's nechaysa? Nechaysa is where you deduct a percentage of the loan every year. And because you're deducting a percentage of the loan every, it's a 3-year loan, right? So I will eat the fruits, but I'm also taking off $1,000 from the loan every year. The field might be worth, the fruits might be worth more than $1,000, but they might be worth less. Since they might be worth less, that's not ribbis. That's a business transaction. I'm deducting $1,000 every year on condition I can eat the fruits. It could be I'll eat nothing. It could be it'll cost me to fix this field. It'll be so bad. That's not ribbis. That's how it's mutter.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Why can't they say that every single time you have a property and you have something like that, it's part of the package. You're getting a package. I understand that it's that they have done it in advance. I understand. It's part of the package.
That's basically what a heteriska is.
I understand it. You have land and you have nothing to do. What are you supposed to do with this land? Everything's supposed to rot on it?
Right. Right. So make a deal. That's how they make a deal. What? What do you mean? It's not love of Shlomo Olam. You lent me money, give me a mashkin. Every year I'm going to deduct, and by the way, I'm eating the fruits. So since it could be a loss for the lender, it's mutter.
I could buy the next 3 years'
produce. No, you're not buying it. It's not what you're doing.
How do I make
the opinion? I don't know. I don't know. The details of this, I don't know. It's hard enough to figure out. The big picture is hard enough. Let's get the details. Now, you shouldn't even do that. Why? This looks a little funny. Ella, my nechel, right? Tam Chacham should be more careful for my nechel. How could he eat it? So, bekitzutza with kitzutza. What's kitzutza? We'll see in a minute. Ha nechel, aman darma kitzutza shari. That's only if you hold kitzutza's mutter. El aman darma kitzutza asira, my ekel amemar. What if you hold kitzutza's not mutter? What are you going to do? The Itmar, Kitsutza, about Kitsutza, Pligi Bar Vacha Ravina, Chadama Kitsutza, Shari Chadama Kitsutza Isura, Hechidama Kitsutza, what is Kitsutza? The Amalei, you say as follows, Ad Chmeshnin, for the first 5 years, Achil Nalei Balonach Yasa, I'm going to eat without deducting a thing. It's a 10-year loan. So for the first 5 years, I'm going to eat, I'm not going to deduct anything. Mikan de Eilech, after that, Shaimina Lach Kula Peri, I'm going to write down every fruit I eat and send you a check. Every fruit I eat, I'm going to send you a check. What do you gain by that? Exactly. That this is considered the way out. Ikad Yamri, no. So I'm going to say no. Kol below nechiyasa aser. If there's never a deduction every year, it's for sure aser. There's got to be a deduction every year. Exactly, it's ribbis. Aval hechidami kitzutza. So what is this big hector of kitzutza? The amalei an chameshinin for the first 5 years. Achilna binachyasa. I'll deduct every year, and then mikan ve'elech shemin alach kula peri. I'll give you a check to every fruit I eat. So I'm going to pay for everything. First 5 years we did this shtick where maybe it's going to go down. Maybe the field will be bad. Maybe it'll be good. That's not right. And then after that, I'm going to pay for everything I eat. So it looks much better. Man the asa mikamaisa. The one who said the first case of kitzutza was aser shari basraisa. Well, for sure, said the second case is good. Man the aser basraisa. But if all the second case is aser, for sure the first way is aser. So hechi dami hechi shari lemechal hechi. Where am I up to? Hechi shari lemechal. How can it be mutter? Shari ki mashkanta desura. The way to do it is what they did in the land of Surah. What they do over there, they would specify a certain amount of years that the malva will eat the peros, right? And then, after those number of years was over, they would return the karka, and the loan was off. In other words, he paid off the loan by eating fruits. Right? He paid off the loan from eating fruits. That's not ribbis. I lent you $1,000, you gave me a field, and I'm eating up the loan with the fruits. And then I will turn the land to you when I'm done. What? I have a big shiloh about prepaying anything because I think it's ribbis. I was talking about Michael Fruchter yesterday. You prepay the dry cleaning bill. It's ribbis. I don't know how to get around that.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because you're paying for the fact he's giving you a discount because he's holding your money early.
A discount.
Oh, prepay without a discount. Mutter. A discount.
Yeah, with a discount. We said it's a transaction.
What? I don't know. The Kasvi Ba, you write as follows.
Hechi de Mishalim Shnia Ilin Tepik Arada below Kesef. When I pay you back for all this, for all the eating, I'm giving it to you without paying any more Kesef. Exactly the details, I'm not sure. Rav Papa, let's try to finish it off. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, Omri Tavayu, they both said, Hai Mashkanta, this Mashkin, Ba'asra de Mesalki, in a place where they could throw you off. So I'm here for 3 years. But if the guy prepaid, he's throwing me off. Right? Then what's my status while those 3 years are going on? So the halacha is, Ein Balchov, I'm not a Balchov, I owe debt to you. You can't take this field away. It's going to be taken away from me as soon as he prepays. I don't have any bailos on this field. And not only that, Ein Balchov go by menu. A Balchov, one of my guys I owe money to, can't take the field away. And Vena Bechorot of Bishnayim. If I die, my children don't get, the Bechorot doesn't take Bishnayim. Why? It's not really mine. Also, the Shvias Misham Tatsa. If Shvias comes, the whole thing is off. Uba Asu Deloma Salki. But if it's a place where you can't throw me off, you can't prepay, then yes, it's really considered mine. Balchov Govermen. A Balchov can take it away from me. The Bechor Notel Bishnayim. If I die, my children can get in the Yarshin it. The aim Shvias Misham Temet. And Shvias doesn't cancel it. You know why? It's not really a loan. It's really a sale. The Amar Mar Zutra Mishmei Derav Papa. Hai Mashkanta Ba'asa de Mesalki, in a place where there is a right to throw you off. Mesalki Le, you could throw him off, Va'afilu Metamri De'uvdiya. Even, I'm in the middle of working on the field. I'm up in the tree, and I already put the mats on the floor to catch all the dates, and now you come to me, you're running with a check? That's it. I can't even get those fruits. V'yagvinhu b'sisni kananhu. But if they already fell into my basket, then I can keep them. Ulaman de Amar, the one who says, Kalev shalokeah, the kalem of the buyer, v'rashut ha-mocher, and the rashut ha-mocher, kone lokeah, he gets it, because it's already, he's going the extra step of bringing his stuff so he could acquire kidi chotzer. Then afilu b'dlagvinhu b'sisni kananhu. Then even if they're not in the basket, they still belong to me. Why? Because that's a shita. I've done so much. I've already climbed up the tree. I have the scissors in my hand, and I'm cutting and I'm waiting for the things to fall into my basket. That's already enough. They already belong to me. You've come with a check. You have to wait 5 minutes. Pshita, similar idea. It's obvious. The Asra de Mesalki, in a town where you can throw them off if they prepay. Vermani says, "Lo, Mr. Lachner, I won't go off. Right? You made such a condition. You made a condition like that. We're treating this as a town where you can't throw me off. You can do that. What about the other way around? It's a town where they normally don't throw anybody off. You can't prepay. For Amran, he says, Miss Lakna, I'll leave. You prepay me, I'll leave. My, what's the din? Is that just baloney? My, Tzarech Lemitna Mine Olo. Does he have to make a kinyan? In other words, can he change his mind or not? Rav Papa Amar Tarach Lemitna Mine. Rav Sheshes Brei Dravidi Amar Ein Tarach Lemitna Mine. Vilchaza Tarach Lemitna Mine. The bottom line is, you can change your mind. Okay? Amar, if a guy says, Ezel, the icy Zuzi, I'm going to go get the money. Don't climb up that tree right now. I'm going next door to go get my, I'm going to my neighbor to get the check. Don't go up, to, don't, no, that's it, it's over. Lo Achil. He can't eat anymore. Why? Because going to get the check is considered good enough. Ezel the Itrach the Icy Zuzi. I'm going out collecting to raise the cash. I don't have it. I'm not collecting. Ravina Amar Achel. That's nothing. Umar Zutra Bredra Mari Amar Lo Achel. Vilchasa Lo Achel. That's not enough. All right, we'll stop here. This wasn't an easy daf. It's a lot going on here. We did our best. Everyone have a very good day.